Real celebrities never die. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.
What? Yeah, they do.
And yeah, every person.
Over the years, the internet has come out with some pretty bizarre conspiracies that have people shocked and made them wonder, wow, is that really true? For example, some people say that Queen Elizabeth is actually a cannibal behind closed doors.
What?
And human flesh is the secret to her youth and power.
No, I've never.
If anybody could be a cannibal and not get in trouble for it, she could.
I mean, that's true.
And if they announced it, we'd all be like, oh my God, that is so classy.
Yeah, it
dignified,
is.
Almost.
Well, you know she eats human flesh with her pinky up.
Mm-hmm. There are also some groups online who say NASA knows about a second sun in our solar system, but they've been hiding it from us for decades using a mirror in the sky.
Really?
Oh, a big mirror. That sounds like it's about right.
And of course, there's a popular theory that the country of Finland doesn't even actually exist. We just made it up. And if you think about it, who do you know from Finland?
Well, nobody.
Exactly. My point is, there are always crazy rumors swirling around on the internet. But none of them are more interesting than when you hear about a dead celebrity that's rumored to still be alive.
Ooh.
And it happens quite a bit. And a few times over the last few years, like after a hologram of Tupac performed at Coachella, producer Suge Knight said that he thinks the rapper never really died.
Yeah.
Suge even claimed that he paid off the guy who supposedly cremated Tupac's body and gave him $3 million to disappear.
Which,
what?
You know what? Suge Knight, reliable source.
Yeah.
I trust that guy.
Especially since he's probably the guy who paid Baby Lane to kill him. Anyway.
He's back in prison.
He ran over a dude.
Yeah.
He killed a guy, that's right.
Yeah, he killed a guy with his truck running over him. So I believe anything Suge Knight says. Anyway, how does Tupac release 6 albums after he was shot? Think about it.
Well, he recorded a lot.
No, there is no such thing as having recorded tracks stored up. Every album is pretty much live all the time.
Really?
Yeah,
actually, I mean, we have artists come in and do the music we do here live.
I didn't know. Yeah, I guess I never noticed.
It's not even recorded.
And before that, there was Elvis Presley. He supposedly passed away in 1977. But a decade later, multiple Elvis sightings happened in Kalamazoo, Michigan, and there are multiple books published about Presley's secrets.
Oh,
yeah, because that's where you want to go if you're going to fake your death, Kalamazoo,
right.
Michigan.
But to this day, Elvis, who would be almost 80 by now, hasn't announced a comeback tour, surprisingly. Hopefully soon, though. The list goes on and on. Everybody from Amelia Earhart to Kurt Cobain to Hitler, they're all rumored to still be alive.
I don't think so, but
this morning, a new rumor has emerged, and this one is more believable than most because several sources have come forward to suggest the King of Pop, Michael Jackson, actually faked his own death.
No way, what?
Everything else I hear, I'm like, nah, they're obviously dead. But with Michael Jackson,
it could be.
That's one that I might believe.
I know.
So who is saying it? Well, one of them is Michael Jackson's former stylist. He says that Michael just needed a temporary break from the spotlight so he could have time to go off and create the next Thriller album.
You guys, that's what they created Celebrity Rehab for, okay? A temporary break is a treatment center, not
the death. Stylist even posted about it on his social media saying, you heard it here first, an announcement of sorts. In a couple months, or at least by the end of the year, you will be receiving some very, very good news.
Well, and think about it. The stylist, he's going to know first, or she, because they have to know to get the clothing prepared
for
the comeback.
If you are Michael Jackson and you're getting the press that you're getting right now, there's no way you're coming back. Things went real south since I've been gone, and I'm just going to stay gone.
He claims that even Michael's family doesn't know about this yet, but apparently he does. And Jackson's stylist isn't the only person close to the pop star that supports this idea. A record producer who worked with MJ on his last album also admitted that he wouldn't be surprised at all if he faked his death to help build his brand even bigger.
Whoa.
What?
There are a lot of claims that Michael switched with a body double while he was in the hospital, and some fans even claim they've met him after he was supposedly dead at the hospital.
Yeah. Can you imagine the concert sales? He comes back and it's called like the Immortal Tour.
Did he hire the body double and he's like, I'm going to give you $20 million if you just die. I'm going to give you some sleeping medication. You just die and pretend you're me dying. So I have to die for the $20 million? Yes. But you have it in your bank account. Okay, fine. A former bodyguard claims that Michael really is still alive, and he told him, quote, I want to be the biggest mystery on earth. You were doing that while you were alive,
yeah,
Michael.
Yeah, exactly.
But I should probably say that... Yes, never mind. One of the most controversial pieces of evidence actually comes from Michael Jackson's own daughter, Paris.
Okay, what did she say?
She posted a photo on her Instagram driving a car, and fans noticed behind her in the background was a slim person wearing a black hat that sort of look like her dad, Michael Jackson.
Wait, whoa. So wait.
Sort of kind of look like him.
You're telling me Michael Jackson is just hanging out giving his daughter driving lessons?
Who's that white lady in a hat behind you? She needs to gain some weight. Oh, that's your dad.
Yeah. Is that Kendall Jenner or Michael Jackson?
I can't tell.
So messed up.
Are we hoping that it's true, or are we looking for ways to believe? Who knows? Or will Michael Jackson surprise everybody with a surprise announcement of a European tour?
I would freak out. All kidding aside, I would be the first person to buy tickets if Michael came back.
You are not the biggest Michael Jackson fan in the world.
I never got to see him live as a kid.
Real
stupid parents.
I'm glad you didn't get to see him live as a kid. You might have a lot of issues if you did see him live as a kid. I think there's a lot of people walking around with some serious trauma related to that. So I'm glad that you could wait till you're an adult and maybe he comes back. Text in at 78592. Do you believe the King of Pop is actually alive and plotting his glorious comeback? Text it in 78592. Your phone tap's coming up right after this. It's Brook and Jubal in the Morning.